For more on this matchup in the Bay Area between the Chargers and the Raiders, let's welcome in 7-year Raiders safety Michael Huff. And Michael, we just heard from your new head coach, Dennis Allen. It's been kind of quiet in terms of the vibes of Dennis Allen. Fill us in on how he's been as a head coach so far early on in his tenure.
He's been a great head coach. Like I said, he pays a lot of attention to detail. And luckily, you know, for my benefit, you know, he's a defensive guy, his first defensive head coach I've had. So I'm definitely loving that. So he's in all the meetings, you know, kind of critiquing us, just kind of giving his point of view on things. So it was definitely great having a defensive head coach.
You guys just signed Joselle Johansson Monday as well to help you out in the secondary.
Yeah, and he definitely helped me a lot. Like I said, last year and early this year, you know, I've been playing the nickel. So he's had a lot of success in the nickel. And, you know, I'm looking forward to kind of picking his brain and, you know, kind of seeing what he does in a nickel and learning different techniques. And I think kind of gives us more variety. Like, say, he can come play the nickel and I can go back to safety. So it just kind of gives us more things we can do on defense.
You guys were one win away from winning the AFC West a year ago. There have been some changes in the division. Obviously, Peyton Manning going to Denver. The Chiefs have gotten a little bit healthier. You're going to have Carson Palmer for a full season now, starting out the regular season. Assess for me the AFC West and your chances in this division.
I really think it's one of the toughest divisions in football. Like I said, especially the Chiefs, you know, got much better this offseason. And obviously, Denver and Peyton Manning, you know, the Chargers at Phillip Rivers, and, you know, they can play with anybody. So I definitely think, you know, top to bottom, this is one of the toughest divisions of football. And I think as long as we stay healthy, as long as we play, you know, Raider football, you know, eliminate the penalties, eliminate the mistakes, I think we'll be just fine. We'll have a great shot in winning it and, you know, getting to the playoffs.
You've had two career interceptions against the Phillip Rivers. He struggled a little bit last year in terms of throwing interceptions. We all know he's a great quarterback. But what do you see when you watch Phillip Rivers on film? And why have you had success against Rivers?
I think really kind of, you know, last year, like I said, a lot of his receivers, you know, Gabe was injured a lot last year. So I think last year, you know, wasn't the real him. Like I said, we know he's a great quarterback and, you know, makes a lot of plays. So I think last year, just all the injuries and things mounted up on him and, you know, he kind of put more pressure on himself. But so far this preseason, you know, he looks like he's getting back to form and Gates, you know, looks healthy. He looks 100%. You know, he's back to himself and stuff, Floyd on the outside. So I definitely think this is the Phillip Rivers of old. And, you know, we're looking forward to playing with him Monday night or playing against him Monday night and, you know, hopefully having success against him. So we're looking forward to that matchup.
Carson Palmer gets a key cog back in a Darren McFadden, who is injured for the second half of the season. But at the wide receiver position, Michael, you guys are a very young team. Just explain to me what it's like to go up against these young receivers in practice. And are they ready to take that next step for the Oakland Raiders?
I definitely think they're ready. Like I said, Carson's obviously leading the offense, and like I said, he's getting them young boys ready. Like I said, every day after practice, they're still working on things, working on routes, and, you know, just kind of going over things. Even when defense is out there, like I said, doing scout team, you see Carson over there working with the receivers and just kind of getting all of them on the same page, because obviously we have a lot of injuries back there right now, and you kind of don't know who's going to be there Monday night. So we're definitely getting the young boys ready, and I think they'll be ready to shine Monday night.
It's your seventh season, and for the third time since you've been in Oakland, you're going to play the back end of the doubleheader on Monday night to kick off the season. What is it about the silver and black and the Monday night football to set off the regular season?
Oh, everybody loves seeing, you know, the Raider Nation silver and black in the black hole. We have the best fans in the world, especially a Monday night game. That atmosphere, just, you know, being out there with the Raider Nation, it's going to be a great environment, and looking forward to it.
The first challenge is going to be a difficult one. Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers at the Black Hole to take on Michael Huff and the rest of the Oakland Raiders. Michael, thank you very much, and the best of luck to you come Monday night.
All right, thanks for having me.